Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Margaret Brayton, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Parky Carcass.
Boy, does this be a terrible cold that I got. Must have got it last night when I took the shower there. It's my own fault. Never should have taken a shower without wearing a hat. This morning, my landlady told me for to take sulfur and molasses. She says that should be good for my cold, but I didn't have no sulfur and molasses, so instead I took some ham and eggs. Didn't do me a bit of good. Wonder whatever is made of what they think with that could cure a cold. Oh, my, sure feel rotten. Hello, Martha.
Hello, Parky. Say, I hear you have a cold.
Yeah, Martha, I have, yeah.
Oh, you should go right to bed. Yeah. That's the only way you can get rid of it.
Go to bed? Martha, I got a cold. I don't be sick enough to go to bed.
Parky, you remind me of poor Frank Hathaway.
Yes?
You remember him. He only had a little cold, too, but 3 days later...
Oh, yes, he was such a young man, too. He had such a wonderful constitution. You know, he could take any kind of punishment. He used to eat all his meals here. You know that?
Parky, you better go home and get in bed immediately and fill yourself up with hot drinks.
Hot drinks, huh? What kind of hot drinks?
Oh, any kind. Yes. Hot tea, hot lemonade, hot soup.
Yes.
Anything, as long as it's good and hot.
Uh-huh.
It's the heat that breaks up the cold.
I see.
You see, the heat causes the pores to open, uh-huh. And that allows all the poison to escape.
You know you're right. I was reading in the papers what that is was the same advice what a big doctor is give Admiral Richard E. Byrd before he's left for the North Pole. He said, if you don't want for to catch cold up there, open the pores, Richard. That's what he said.
Oh, Parky, I'm serious. You should be off your feet. Unless you take care of your cold, it could easily turn into pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
Yes.
Oh, right. That is what poor Frank Hathaway said, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Martha, how old was he when he...
He would have been 43 in May.
43 in May? Well, my Martha, that'd be exactly my age. I'm going to be 43 in May. That is, if I live until May.
Stop talking silly, Parky. You just get to bed, bundle up warm, and eat plenty of food.
Yes?
You know the old saying, feed a cold, starve a fever.
Say, I remember that saying. You're right, feed a cold and starve a fever. You're right, Martha. I guess I better go home and get in bed.
And don't worry about the restaurant here.
Yes.
Just take care of yourself, and I'll phone you later to see how you are.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my, May, that's only be 2 months away. 43, I'm just a young fella. Oh, hello, Hoppy.
Oh, hi, Parker.
Hi.
Say, you been out in the sun?
Out in the sun?
Yeah, you sure look healthy. Your face is red as a beet.
Red as a beet? I must have a fever.
Yeah?
You sure, I got a bad cold. That's why I'm going home right now and go to bed.
You're going to bed with a cold?
Yes.
Why, Parker, that's the worst thing you can do.
It is?
Why, sure. You remember poor Steve Morse, don't you?
Yes.
He went to bed with a cold, and you know what happened to him 3 days later.
Yeah. How old was poor Steve Oppie?
He would have been 43 in May. Yep, if he hadn't have gone to bed when he got that cold, he never would have given that pneumonia a chance to set in.
You say he got pneumonia because he went to bed, huh?
Sure. Use your common sense, Parky. There you are, laying quiet in bed, and yes. Them germs can do anything they want to you.
Oh.
Why? Because what? You ain't fighting them.
Oh.
But if you're up and moving around, them germs ain't got a chance to settle down nowhere on you.
Yeah, that sounds logical, all right. Yes.
Sure, Parky. What you want to do is keep active and be sure and take plenty of ice-cold drinks.
Ice-cold drinks?
Yeah.
Martha's told me only for to take hot drinks.
Hot drink?
Yes.
That's crazy. Brother, you got a cold, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, for a cold, you got to take cold drinks.
Cold drinks is better, huh?
Well, figure it out for yourself, Parky.
Yes?
When you take cold drinks, that don't let no germs get inside of you because it closes up all your pores.
Yeah, that just makes good sense, all right.
Well, sure it does. For a cold, the best thing to do is every 20 minutes take a glass of quinine water and whiskey.
Quinine water and whiskey?
Yeah. If you ain't got no quinine water, forget about it.
Yes.
You know, I like it even better just taking the whiskey.
You do, huh?
Sure. Whenever I got a cold, the first thing I do is take 2 quarts of whiskey.
Yeah. You even do that when you ain't got a cold.
Well, I know. That's why I don't have many colds.
Oh.
You see, the whiskey kills all them germs.
Whiskey kills all the germs, huh?
Them that it don't kill sure stagger around.
See what you mean, all right.
And another thing, Parky,
yes.
While you got your cold, don't eat no food.
Don't
you
eat
know that old saying,
yes.
Starve a cold and feed a fever.
Wait a minute. Martha just told me the opposite. If she says for to feed a cold and starve a fever.
Well, maybe that's it. I knew it was one or the other.
Yeah.
I never can think which one it is. Well, I'll see you later,
yeah,
Parker.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Oh, man, I wish I knew what to do now. I wonder if Opie's be right, if that should be the thing for to do, not to go to bed. Oh, I just got a little cold. This couldn't be very serious. Hello, Art Gilmore.
Oh, hi, Parker.
Yeah.
Say, Martha tells me you got a cold.
Yes, I have.
Oh, well, I'll tell you something that'll knock that cold out of you and nothing flat.
You will?
Now, this is an old-fashioned remedy that's been in my family for years.
Yes?
Got any goose fat in your kitchen?
Goose fat?
Yeah. All you do is rub some goose fat all over your chest.
Yes.
See? Then eat about a half a pound of garlic and 6 big raw onions. That's what keeps the germs away.
That's what keeps the germs away. You're right. If I drop goose fat all over me and eat a half a pound of garlic and 6 onions, there wouldn't be a germ alive with enough courage to come near me.
Now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings, Can't Help Loving That Man.
Fish got a swim, birds got a fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, that day is can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man of mine.
once in a while I get a brainstorm. I got an idea for a commercial that'll knock you right out of your seat. Yes, it's full of strange sound effects and all kinds of queer characters come up and say funny things. All very jolly, of course, and good clean fun, but what has that to do with your smoking pleasure? That's what I'm talking about, friends. Smoking pleasure, the kind you get in Old Gold cigarettes. Smooth, easy, gentle. Just light an Old Gold, and there it is. A mellowness, a certain quality born of the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. But listen, there's more to Old Golds than just fine tobaccos. What makes Old Gold so unique is the tender care with which these tobaccos are handled. The skill, the craftsmanship, the sheer ingenuity that is lavished on these tobaccos. Everything, my friend, everything there is to know about cigarettes is all wrapped up and waiting for you in each golden pack of OGs. So try, just try a pack of Old Golds, not because of cute and clever sound effects, not for any medical benefits, but for your sweet pleasure's sake. Remember, you heard it here. Anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
Oh, Maya, cold, this sure makes you for to feel terrible. Everybody's got me so mixed up. Hot drinks, cold drinks, goose fat, quinine, whiskey, raw onions, go to bed, don't go to bed, get off your feet, walk around. Oh, look who's here. It's my night school teacher, Miss Higgins. Hello, Miss Higgins. Yeah, I'm glad to see you. Don't get too close to me. I got a call.
A call?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What are you taking for it?
Make me an offer. I heard that joke on the radio. Somebody said, I got a call. The other one said, what are you taking for it? And the first one said, make me an offer. I guess what he told it funnier than me. You see, he spoke with a dialect. Yes. Very funny, too. Very good.
Well, what was it that the first man said?
He said, I got a call. Then the second one said, well, what are you taking for it? And then he said, make me an offer.
But I can't understand why he should want the cold.
No. You see, that is going to be a joke, you know. Don't you never listen to the radio? They tell all kinds of funny jokes like that, you know.
Well, I don't think that's funny at all.
No?
People shouldn't joke about colds. Colds can lead to very serious consequences. Now, you remember the principal of our school, poor Mr. Summers. Well, he had a cold. Such a sad case. He was so young, too. Yeah. Would have been 43 in May.
In May, huh? You know, Miss Higgins, everybody says what May is a beautiful month, but I'm starting not to hate it.
I told Mr. Summers what to do for his cold, but no. Like all men, he was just stubborn. He didn't take my advice until it was too late.
Well, look, don't be stubborn, Mrs. Higgins. I'll take your advice. What should I do for the cold?
Well, yes. All you've got to do is put a big mustard plaster on your back.
A mustard plaster?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm all out of mustard. Could I use mayonnaise instead? I got plenty of mayonnaise there.
Mayonnaise?
Yes.
Never heard of anyone using mayonnaise.
Yes.
No, I think it's better to use mustard.
Oh.
You see, mustard burns like the very dickens.
Yes.
And that's what pulls the cold right out of you.
Pulls the cold right out of you?
Yes.
Yes.
However, I must warn you that there's one big danger in using a mustard plaster.
Say, is one big danger?
Yes. You see, when you rip off the mustard plaster,
yes,
the skin usually comes with it. And it's very easy then for an infection to set in.
I see.
That's what poor Principal Summers died of, you know, the infection.
He died from the infection he got when they pulled off the mustard plaster.
That's right.
Well, look, then putting on the mustard plaster has done what's been good for him then, huh?
Of course it was good for him. It cured his cold.
Yeah, you're right. On November now, when they buried him, they said he was the healthiest-looking man they ever seen. Oh, my.
Well, take care of yourself, won't you, Mr. Parker Carcass?
Yeah, I think I will,
Mr.
Oh,
fine. I'm sorry I have to run along now, but I must visit a sick friend. She has a cold. I just want to go over and cheer her up.
Yeah, you run right along and cheer up your friend.
Yes. Well, goodbye, Mr. Parker Carcass.
Goodbye, Miss Higgins, and thank you. Yeah, mustard plaster. Funny how everybody what you meet has got a different cure. I remember 2 years ago I had a cold. Somebody told me to put a potato in my back pocket. Didn't know he meant a raw potato. I put in some mashed potatoes. When I sat down, I had middle-aged spread. Was I uncomfortable? Oh, yes, that manager wants for to pay his check. How you do, sir? How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine now.
Yes?
Just getting over a bad cold.
You know, I got a cold myself right now.
Yeah. I bet everybody that comes in here tells you what to do for it, huh?
You are so right. Everybody what comes in here has got a different thing. What to do for the cold.
I know. Same thing happened to me.
You did, huh?
Oh, look, mister, take my advice and don't listen to any of them.
No, I sure will.
If you do, they'll drive you back.
I know it.
But if you really want to cure your cold, I'll tell you what to do. This will really knock your cold for a loop.
Yeah,
sure, never fails.
Yeah.
And it's so simple, too.
Yeah.
All you got to do is take an ordinary piece of red flannel.
Yes.
About so long.
Yes.
You just wrap that around your neck.
That's all it is, please. Just wrap a piece of red flannel around your neck.
Well, you got to put some stuff on the flannel. That's what does the trick. I got a special ointment I use.
Yes.
Nobody knows about it.
Uh-huh.
Now, this may sound crazy to you, but you go down to Frank Healy's Grain and Feed Store on Chestnut Street.
Yes.
And you ask for Frank Healy.
Yes.
He's the fellow that owns Frank Healy's Grain and Feed Store, Frank Healy.
That sounds reasonable, yes.
He's the boss.
You mean Frank Healy?
Oh, you know Frank Healy?
No, I just heard you speak of him just now.
Oh. Well, when you get down there, you tell Frank Healy that Harry Perkins sent you.
Yes.
That's me. My name is Perkins.
Yes.
My first name is Harry.
That's pretty clever, yes.
Now,
yes.
You tell Frank to give you the ointment that Vic Morton, that's my cousin, uses for his horse.
Yeah, well, that's easy. Wait a minute, did you say the ointment what Vic Morton is used for his horse?
Yeah, it's awful smelling stuff, but it's wonderful. Now, you take that ointment home, and you heat it in an old-fashioned Dutch oven.
Yes.
When it gets burning hot, you spread it all over the flannel.
Yes.
Then you wrap it around your neck as hot as you can stand it. Yes. That's all there is to it.
And I never heard of that. They use a horse's ointment for to cure a cold.
I know you never heard about it. Nobody ever heard about it.
Yeah.
I got this from a big doctor.
Big doctor, eh?
I'll say. Huh? He's just one of the biggest veterinarians in this city.
Yeah, well, that's... A veterinarian? You mean he's a horse doctor?
Well, yeah, but don't you worry about that.
Yeah?
Them horse doctors are plenty smart. They can cure anything.
They can, huh?
If there's ever anything wrong with me or my family, we won't go to no one but a horse doctor.
You won't, huh?
But let me give you one tip.
Yes?
Don't ever go to a horse doctor if you've got a broken leg.
Horse doctor, huh? Well, I suppose you got for to know just as much how for to treat horses you got to treat human beings, eh?
Oh, this man's a marvelous doctor.
He is, huh?
He's got one horse out there he's been keeping alive for years.
Yes.
Just by using this ointment on him I've been telling you about.
Been keeping a horse alive with that ointment, eh?
Sure. Why, this horse should have been dead long ago.
Yes.
Today, he's the oldest living horse in the world.
Yes. How old is he?
He'll be 43 in May.
Oh, no.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cage, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing Gal and Calico. Thank you. long is it since you've really enjoyed a cigarette, down to the very last puff? If you think you're getting everything out of your cigarette in the way of taste and flavor, well, my heartiest congratulations. But just for the gamble of the thing, try. Just try an Old Gold cigarette. Friends, out of 200 years' experience with tobaccos, out of the finest stocks of tobacco leaf gathered the world over and blended by the nation's foremost tobacco craftsmen, there comes this cigarette, Old Gold. Well, it kind of gets you. So I say try. Just try an OG. Then I'm pretty sure you'll come along with me every time I say, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, anytime you want a real treat, ask for Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
My colleague seems for to get worse instead of better. Well, I know one thing. I'm done going for to Lisbon and nobody else what to do. I'm going for to find the best doctor. Let him for to tell me what to do.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Cargis. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are correct. Yes.
Hey, you got a cold.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Well, brother, I can surely sympathize with you.
You can sympathize with me?
Yep. That's why I rushed over here. I want to see you stay healthy.
Yeah, why are you interested so much in my health all of a sudden?
Well, I like to keep all of my clients healthy. You see, dead client ain't no good to me.
Yes.
Lost one of my best touches. One of my best clients just 4 weeks ago. Yes. Had a cold just like you. Yes. Oh, yeah. The poor fella. Would have been 43 in May.
My.
Yeah. Now, I know just how you can cure your cold. Yeah. You do just what I tell you, and you'll be okay.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I am done being interesting in any of your cures. Huh? Everybody's what comes in here has got something else for me to do, and now I am so confused.
Yeah, brother, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
You do, huh?
You see, I went all through this same thing. Mm. Yeah, last summer, I got a bad cold. Everybody I met told me something different to do for it.
You did, huh?
Got tired of listening to every time and Dick named Harry.
Every Tom and Dick named Harry?
Yeah. So I decided to get my cold cured right, see? Yes. And, brother, there is only one way to do it.
What's that?
My advice to you is do what I did. Go to the clink.
Go to the clink?
Yeah.
How could I cure my cold in jail?
Jail?
Yes.
Who said anything about jail?
You said the clink.
No, I said I went to the clink.
I know that's
you know what a clink is?
Yes.
It's like a hospital. Didn't you ever hear of the Mayo Brothers clink?
The Mayo Brothers clink?
Yeah. Sure. In Rochester, Minnehaha.
Rochester, Minnehaha.
That's right.
That's where you went?
No. I went to another clink in Boston.
Boston?
Yeah, Boston, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. And, brother, they really gave me the works there. Oh, what an examination. Oh. There was 300 doctors examined me.
300 doctors examined you?
You know, when you go to one of them clinks, they got a special doctor for everything.
Yeah, huh?
Them guys really specialize. Let me give you an example.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example. Yes.
All right. You see, they got one doctor there. All that he did was examine my nose.
Your nose?
Yeah, nose specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure knows all about noses.
He does.
Guy. Yeah. In fact, he went to a school where the only stuff they teach is about noses.
You mean to say they got a school where they only teach about noses?
Yeah, sure. Did you ever hear about the Nasal Academy?
Yeah, I heard about that, the Nasal Academy. They're special doctors for noses, right?
Certainly.
Say they really specialize in those clings, don't they?
Oh, sure. They really know what they're doing. Oh, don't do nothing by guesswork there.
No.
Everything is scientific.
Scientific.
You know, first they took x-rays of me.
Yeah.
See, then they took a flower scope.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Flower scope?
Yeah, flower scope.
What is a flower scope?
That's a picture they take of you with a lily in your hand.
Oh.
Yes, sir, brother. You know, I was only there 6 weeks, see, yeah. And they found out what was wrong with me.
What was it?
I had a cold.
Yeah, but 6 weeks, why should it take them so long?
Well, they couldn't come near me. I was sneezing. You see, my body, it was filled up with millions of germs, or what they call microphones.
Microphones,
yeah. Or, to use the medical term, yeah. Cafeteria.
You was filled up with cafeteria?
See, the trouble was that my blood had more white capistranos than red capistranos.
Capistranos.
Yeah. See, so they gave me some medicine, see. I took a couple of swallows that made my capistranos return.
Well, Mr. Sharp, I heard of the swallows returning to Capistrano. First time I ever heard of the capistranos returning to the swallows.
Yeah, buddy, you know, if I never went to that clink, I never would have found out what's wrong with me.
You could have asked me. You are nuts. But I could tell you one thing, Mr. Sharp.
What?
I just got a cold and I'm done going to go to no clean just for that.
No, well, you don't have to. No, sir. That's why I came over here. You know, you happen to be a very fortunate man.
Fortunate?
Uh-huh. You see, the head doctor of this clink, he opened up offices here in this town. This is the guy who specializes in colds, see?
Really?
Now, I will be very glad to call him up for you and make an appointment so that you can go over and see him.
Mr. Sharp, since I know you, that is be the first time that you said anything what it makes sense.
Oh, that's all right.
That is the best thing for to do for a cold. Go to a doctor instead of listening to every Tom and Dick named Harry what you mean. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Hey, just hand me that phone over there. I'll call up this doctor right now.
Go ahead.
Let's see.
Yes.
Number is Crestview 2. They're ringing him now. Hello, Miss Johnson. This is nice.
Yes.
Hello, this is Orville Sharp. Hey, I'd like to make an appointment for a friend of mine to come over and see the doctor. You see my friend? Huh? What's that?
What's the matter?
Oh, no. When? When yesterday? Oh, gee, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know he was sick. Sick only 3 days, eh? What was the trouble? Or just a cold? Well, gee, that's too bad. Well, goodbye, Miss Johnson. Oh, Mr. Pakiakakis, it's a terrible thing.
What is it?
Oh, that poor doctor, he got a cold and in only 3 days. Curtains.
Curtains. Oh, my.
Had so much to live for, too, you know? Know how old that poor fellow was?
Yeah, I know how old he was. Would have been 43 in May.
No. Would have been 86 in September.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to you, crippled children today have a chance to learn to play, to go to camp, to have their bones grow straight, to get a job. Yes, that's what you do for crippled children when you support Easter Seals. Thank you and good night.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Pakiakakis, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. The makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Pakis is written by Hal Finberg and Pakiakakis. This is Art Gilmore saying good night for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.